Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today is Sunday, January 31st, 2016. You're listening to our coverage of the Hurricane 300. The Hurricane 300 is a self-supported bikepacking race around the interior of Florida, and it is a roughly 300-mile loop. Racers can go clockwise or counterclockwise. Some folks have done the race a little early and kicked off a little early. The Grand Depart was, of course, yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. And folks have been having quite a day out there and quite a night. As you, if you've been following along on MTB Cast and listening to the call-ins, you know that Skeegee and his wife Kristen had set up a little trail magic. You're going to hear a little bit about that. Rather fun call from Skeegee himself. And folks out there just taking advantage of the checkpoints and places like Late Lindsay Mall to get those great Cuban sandwiches. Been following on Facebook on the Hurricane 300 group there. You've seen a lot of pictures out there, a lot of pictures, people posting as they get to the checkpoints, different things they see along the way. Lots of gator pictures. What other race can you go get a Cuban sandwich and, you know, enjoy that Cuban sandwich in front of a pile of sunning gators? That's the Hurricane 300. It is a unique race, and Carlos Bernhardt does a great job of putting this on each year. The racers call in at different places along the way. Really, whenever the mood strikes them, they give us some updates. We post them on online for you. You can get them on mtbcast.com, or you can get the app, the Android or iPhone app, and then you'll have them on your phone. And I try to get them posted as quickly as I can when they come in, and then we play them back for you in the evening to kind of give you a recap. That's what this is all about. And I can tell you that by way of updates, that Eddie O'Day is out, as well as Bill Bailey. Eddie said really just the fun meter started hanging low when he had to do the Devil's Creek reroute. He was trying to do trying to get around the reroute, was having problems with a lot more water, because even though it's a reroute, you still get wet on it. You're not going through the deep creek that is basically up to flood stage, but you are going through a lot of water. It's cold at night, that type of thing. He was, getting his hub submerged, and I think maybe that was causing him some issues. He kind of alluded to that, but he was also having a lot of problems with his feet and his Achilles, so he thought it better to just go ahead and pull the plug. Bill Bailey called in as well, as you're going to hear. He pulled the plug because he decided to rest last night, hoping that his knee would be better today. He said it was actually worse, so he decided to pull the plug as well and to ride on out on some pavement and give that knee a break. So we want to wish them both the best. They're still following. If you go on a Hurricane 300 Facebook page, you can see they're posting and they're following, and they're letting folks know what they see out there, and commentary at different posts along the way. So they're still watching. We hoping that that Bill's knee heals up, and that we know Eddie's going to live to fight another day too, because that's just the way he is. So sorry to hear that from them. We hear from lots of other folks. We hear from John McClure, of course, Mike Fitzgerald, so many other folks, Cycling Sasquatch, Tony Bookman, all these folks calling in today and doing very well. We can tell you that a couple of folks have finished from the Grand Depart, Jennifer Moose and Peter Jollies. Graham Brink is closing in. He's really, really close. His last waypoint shows him about an hour ago, really, really close to the finish. So I assume that if he hasn't finished, he's closing in really, really quick here. So go out to trackleaders.com. You can see how everyone is doing there. And of course, follow along on Facebook, and you'll get posts and different pictures, as I said. Let's play back your calls from today. It was day number two, and we'll see how folks are doing tomorrow and see how many more people come in and finish. Here are your calls. Hurricane 300, day number two.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is the Transformer Tandem with Jeff and Carol, and we are down in Brooksville near control number two, and we had a great day today. We managed to repair the timing chain and eccentric on the Tandem this morning. We were underway by about 11. So we made our way down through the Lake Lindsay Mall, which was a good ride, and then into Croom, which was also a great ride. Great ride in Croom, until we were climbing a rooty climb, picked up something, maybe a little chainsuck, and blew the derailleur, and the chain, and fortunately I had a new hanger and a little help from Eddie O'Day, and we managed to get it all back together and kept rolling. So we rolled over to the overpass, which is flooded and slick and steep. We got through the under the overpass, and then proceeded on over to the Pooch and had some fun. We saw Jennifer and crew blew by us, but we rode with them for a little while, and they're on the way out to the swamp. So when we got to Control 2, basically Graham and Eddie were in front of us, as and then right with us were the Jennifer crew. So have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back out at it in the morning. Bye.
Hey, MTV Cast, this is Eddie O'Day at the Hurricane 300. Green swap on this one. I attempted to follow the original reroute, which took us in off of Highway 50 and south towards the Withlacoochee, and it was just, I suppose it might be possible, but doing a lot of walking through water and going up deep on the bike and just wasn't worthwhile. It wouldn't be that cold and too charged my bike for this particular endeavor, so I backtracked out, ran into Graham, and him and I rode out Basic Road to Richlow, and then where that county road is. Picked up the trail again, and he dropped off. I haven't seen him probably 10 miles or so now. Not sure what happened with him. I didn't realize it until I was down the road and waited a little bit, but it's cool to sit still. Yeah. We're south of Lakeland right now. I'm going to bail. I've got someone to come meet me. South of Lakeland and call it a day. I know what water road is going to be like, and it'll be more waiting and freezing, and I'm not really prepared for that. My fundraiser has run out, so I wish everybody well. Hopefully they know that the current reroute is quite messy. Ambitious at best, if not dangerous. But Clinton Road and Richland Road out is a viable bypass, and then I'm not even sure about Water Road. I don't even want to go have a look at it right now. I think the rest of the route should be really good after that. And, you know, I feel good. Maybe I'll pick it up again and head back out there and take parts. So, thanks everybody for following along. Sorry, not going to be what I hope it was.
So,
have a great night.
Take care. I am to be cast. John McCord calling in from Lake Lindsay Mall. Checkpoint 1. It's 10:40. I'm fixing to go hang my hammock, get some sleep. Just ate a Cuban and just sitting here drinking some water and some Gatorade. Been a long day and tired, but I'm going to get some sleep and see how I feel in the morning. Talk to you later.
Hey, MTV Cast, Joe, Skeezy Pedals, Dora, we got Brandon Rise, we got the Pale Rider, Charlie Kim, we got the Naked Indian, the Chief,
and TP Cap.
Say hi. You are here. You don't even walk away. Yeah. Anyways, we got people crash. We got people on the top here in Crooms. We threw a hashtag party on wheels, magic trail spot. Trail magic spot. We're doing it here. Bucket door up. We got the fire going. We're still got the bar open. And we got the food flowing. And we are having a blast. People are going to sleep left and right. We probably got 9-10 riders up here right now. We are kicking it, man. We're loving it. Carlos and Rouse are alive, man. The Herc rocking 300. If you didn't do a group start and come fucking, which way are we going this way? Clockwise? Counterclockwise. Counterclockwise. If you didn't come counterclockwise, you missed it. at the top. We still got a fire going, man. We're rocking it right now. Music flowing, fire rolling, people sleeping, and people loud, like Skeezy. And we got sweets, desserts, sodas, Trail Magic return. Hashtag Party Only Us returning the favor. Thanks for all the love that everybody gave to us. We had this plan months ago. And thanks to everybody involved here in the Filthy Five. We got Tony Buchanan over here. He's camped out. Booker. Yeah, I did that last time. But anyways, he's asleep. Kemp's over here, Media Devising. The Indian is over here mixing another drink. The Brandon Rides over here on his Media Device trying to figure out where people are. Kristen Dora Pedals over here just going, Tom, my husband is so obnoxious. I wish he'd get off the phone. And we're rocking it, and we'll keep on partying on. So we have a lot of riders come through over here, and they're going on through, pedaling on through the door. We got lights set up. Man, dude, it is epic up here. LED set up with lights. And then Dora shows up with lights on her wheels. We'll post pictures later. Glued wheels. Insane. In the membrane. So, anyway, that's my party on wheels.
Good morning, MTB. Mark here in Florida doing the Hurricane 300. Camped last night at the Green Swamp Wilderness area. We're back this morning, a mile 136. Got a little wet going through the swamps, potholes, but we're drying back out. Supposed to warm up today, so we're going to get back at it. On.
Hey, Joe, and everybody at home. Tony Brooklyn. I am at the Pearl 2 at Bruce Manor, and feeling much better today. Towards the end of the day there, my legs were just done. I was having trouble just pedaling up even the smallest incline. But then I came across a great group of guys out in the middle of the Whispercoochee State Forest and some freaking awesome Trail Magic. Brandon Rod and Charlie Kemp had a campfire going, all kinds of food, people camping all over the place. I think at least 10 riders stopped there last night. And we just had a blast last night. I was able to hydrate, get some good food. Feeling so much better today and getting ready to roll on. Going to hit the Devil's Creek reroute here pretty soon, so see what that's like. I heard it's a little bit wet. We'll see. But, all right, feeling good, and I'm going to roll. I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, this is Cyclone Sasquatch. I'm a couple hours behind where I wanted to be, but you know what? It was so worth stopping last night with old hashtag Party on Wheels and Single Track Samurai Headquarters, man. We had a great time. It was awesome. Got a little bit of late start this morning. Had a great night's sleep. Maybe we'll wake up some time today. Maybe we won't. Having a good time. It'll be good.
And to the cast, Joe McClure calling in from the scenic overlook in Kroon Forest about 12 o'clock. Had a late start today, but I'm feeling a lot better and probably going to ride through the night and push on for hopefully hit Devil's Creek or the bypass early before it gets too cold tonight. My plan, but I'm not sure. And I hear the bypass is even wet, so see how it goes. But looking forward to it and gonna hopefully end up somewhere on the other side, at least past Kapopka, then probably my next camping spot. And otherwise, I'm pushing on. Talk to you later.
Hey, MDP Gas. It's Mike checking in. Currently at the Green Mountain Overlook here in the mountains of Florida.
With Mark Baldwin.
And Paul Foster. Currently mile 215 heading down to Lake Apopka. Going to do that. Roll on. And just keep rolling on. We plan to finish this thing at some point. Hopefully early tomorrow morning. But anything can happen. But having a good ride so far. Good day. Temperature's nice. A little overcast, and we're still feeling pretty confident about finishing this thing up. So we'll check in on.
Hey, this is Graham Brink calling in from the last of the controls on the Huracan. I'm here with Jennifer and Peter and Shane, and we're doing okay. Next 55 miles will be the big test. But these three basically saved my ride for me, so I'm very appreciative. We managed to get across the water crossing in Wakaiva without too much trouble. And then slowed down a little bit, but hopefully we'll pick the pace back up, and hopefully my legs last. And a big shout out to Carlos for again putting on a great race, and all the torture and everything else he comes up with. Anyway, and everyone else out there, keep on pedaling. Thanks.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Bill Bailey from Savannah, Georgia, calling in for the Hurricane 300. I stopped last night in a Popco, got a motel room. I was having some knee pains yesterday, and didn't really think it was too bad. When I got up this morning, it was actually worse than it was yesterday. So I made the decision in a Popco to go ahead and call it, and went ahead and headed west following the trail, went around Lake Apopka. It was kind of nice in the morning. All the birds were out, not much gators. And then veered off course, just headed across on the pavement back over to Santos campground where I'm at now at the start. Just was not going to work for me this year. no regrets on pulling out, though. It was pretty miserable road ride back with the knee pain. I can't imagine trying to have continued on off-road like that. Wishing all my friends out there who are still out there going at it good luck. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Hello there, MTP Cast. This is the Transformer Tandem checking in from Apopka, going counterclockwise. So we made a good amount of miles today, probably over 135 en route, and had a great day. It's more amenable terrain for the tandem. Not as tight. We can get up to speed pretty well. We had a really fun time climbing the hills, Sugarloaf Hills, and really kept it together for a change. We had some minor mechanical issues, but we were able to rectify those. Did blow the front brake pads coming down some of those hills. I'll just be changing the brake pads tonight. So we're currently eating pizza in Apopka, and again, we're not night riding on this trip, or we're not riding all night on this trip, so we're spending the night in Apopka. We have high hopes of finishing it up tomorrow. Take care, everybody, and keep going. Bye.
This, like all MTB Cast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.